on, everybody? It's
Love
your boy.
Hope Radio.
You know, I'm just getting back into everything. So I'm going to start it again. Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Easy, most known unknown, Easy Old Soul. And this is the Easier Said and Done podcast. It's coming back to you guys. I told you I wanted to revamp. I wanted to do things a little differently. But I haven't been on Blog Talk in a while. So I'm just getting back used to it. So my apologies for, one, I said I was going to do the fresh Prince the CEO situation. I was going to talk about it yesterday. I wanted to, but unfortunately, since I did that short episode yesterday in the morning, I could not do it that afternoon unless I was going to buy into Blog Talk Radio, which I have not done yet. I will do because I do want to expand. I do want to be able to keep doing this, and I don't want no parameters around it, so I will get into that. But for right now, I'm enjoying this free-ish because, you know, that's what we're allowed to do, so I'm gonna enjoy that. Nonetheless, though, so I wanted to touch on the Fresh and Fit situation, or just Fit, just Fresh's situation, Fresh Prince CEO from Fresh and Fit Podcast. You know, he's had a situation with this young lady named CJ Daisy, but she goes by Daisy Fit. That is her modeling name. Of course, she, in the past few days, has put out content about Fresh from Fresh and Fit involving him getting her pregnant. If you haven't heard about the situation, it's pretty much all over the internet. So unless you don't really tune into the drama and stuff like that and you're just not, you're hiding somewhere under the rock, you probably know about the situation, but this is just my take and perspective on the situation. So the young lady in question came out with audio as well as video involving text messages showing her conversations with Fresh about her possibly being pregnant and having his baby. Now, the call I had stated on my platform, other platforms that I have, that she sounded like she was trying to set the man up, essentially, which is essentially what I got from everything that I was gathering from her. She did the call, she also went on a little podcast tour where she was talking to different people about the situation, and it just didn't make much sense to me. It really didn't. The way she was putting it out there, was trying to make it seem like he didn't want to be a dad and stuff like that. And, you know, just pretty much putting the man down in every single way possible and everything like that. So there's also a Discord conversation she had with some Discord people. I'm not sure who they are, but I know Destiny stepped in at one point in time. I'm kind of glad that I wasn't able to do this episode yesterday because now I got more information from Fresh himself, and as well as I've seen the podcast or the Discord with Destiny, where he asked her some really hard-hitting questions as to why she is doing this tour run of podcasts and just downing the man and talking about all the things that, you know, she wants from this man. Essentially, everybody believes she wants money, and me, myself included, I believe she wants money. And nonetheless, Fresh actually went on his podcast, him and Myron went on Fresh and Fit podcast, and talked about the allegations. Didn't want to actually do it, but they ended up having to do it just to address it, just to get it out there so they can return to, you know, regularly scheduled programming, regular business. So I appreciated him for that, and I got to see it from his point of view, which he wasn't really able to talk because the lawyer was there. His lawyer was there, was telling him not to speak on the situation because you just got to let her dig herself into a hole that she can't get out of. Now, as I said before on my other platforms, when I found out about this, I do believe that Fresh was keeping in the girls, you know, coming in the girls. And, you know, you can't expect every girl that you come in to just be like, oh, you know, I want to get rid of this baby or whatever have you. You know what I'm saying? So that's the one thing I had an issue with him. And he actually admitted that he did come in the girl multiple times and, You know, so that was his mistake. So thinking about it, you know, with the audio out where he's pretty much saying, you know, pretty much get an abortion, people felt a type of way about that. But what I didn't understand was why people might have thought that this man never told her that he didn't want to have kids, and he never told her that, you know, he wanted his lifestyle to be a certain way, because I honestly believe he did. He didn't, like I said, he didn't say much yesterday on his podcast, but it was evident that she had been talked to before about this stuff. And here's what I want to say. If you know Fresh, from the podcast, you know he's not the type of man that has to hide anything or, you know, like make up something to get a woman. Women are naturally wanting to be around Fresh. Maybe not Myron so much, but because Myron tends to be, you know, more aggressive with the way he operates. He'll tell you flat out, like, he doesn't mess with you. So that essentially turns women off. Some women are turned on by the fact that he'll tell you, I don't want to mess with you. But majority of women aren't turned on by the way he talks to them. So Fresh is much more smooth of a guy and stuff like that. But the one thing that both of them have going for them is they do not have to lie to women to get them to sleep with them or be with them or anything like that. And they both let you know that they are not exclusive to you ever, and they will never be exclusive to you. Now, women, as I said before, just like this woman, Daisy Fit, probably heard that information and thought, no, I'm different. I'm going to get Fresh to do what I want him to do for me, which is, you know, she wanted to probably move in with him. He didn't want her to move in with him. So he probably set it up to where, like, you can get an apartment out here if you want, and we can be together in terms of, like, you know, we can chill together, but nothing serious or anything like that. And I think she thought he was still going to try to get her an apartment. And I don't understand why women think when a man tells you directly, "Yo, I'm not doing this for you," I guess because In so many ways, women hear what they want to hear from men. So when Fresh is saying, "Yo, yeah, I'm not going to do this for you. I'll just let you know I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to have you thinking, oh, I will do this for you, and then when I don't, you upset about it and stuff like that. So I'm not the type of guy who's going to do these things for you. You can do them for yourself. I don't operate in that same type of atmosphere as every other guy that you've met. And that's what makes him different from all the other guys that most of these women meet. And this is why they end up falling for him or falling for Myron, because they don't act like the other guys that these women tend to meet. Most of the other guys that these women tend to meet will do all this stuff for them, will get them apartment, will hoist them up on a pedestal when there's no reason to do these things. So that ultimately, which they explained on the podcast yesterday, is the reason they believe she is doing this whole media run trying to slander Fresh, because she's upset that he did not get an apartment, that so much to the point where she's just going to make up all this stuff. Now, I don't know if she's pregnant or not. You know, that time will tell. It's in the early stages, if anything. It's not even that long. She says she's 3 to 4 weeks. There is nothing happening in 3 to 4 weeks once you find out you're pregnant. I mean, you are going through the motions, but for the most part, there is nothing going on with you that can say that you're actually pregnant and stuff like that. I noticed that she's been out of the media as far as, like, pictures and videos and stuff like that. She's been on podcasts and stuff like that, but she hasn't physically went on these places. She's, like I said, she's been on Discord. She had the phone call and everything like that. But she has been out of the media since she put those posts up. Now, if a person is, you know, doing all these things, you would usually see them out, you know, actually putting on a show and really showing himself. She's not. She's keeping it private, which makes me believe that she's probably not telling the truth. The slandering part is what she really wants, because she knows it's going to be out there, and it really is out there everywhere. And, you know, it went viral for him, so it's a slander on his name. And most people aren't going to read up on this. and see his side of the story. They just going to stick with her side of the story. And on that phone call, she actually mentioned that when he was like, you know what, you just have, you just get a pill and they'll take care of it. You know, it'll take care of it. Now, I watched Abba and Preach. They spoke on as far as, like, people telling people to get pills to take care of, you know, the issue, take care of the baby, take care of it, have an abortion and stuff like that. And they spoke right. They said that women go through a lot of stuff when they do these things, like these take these pills and stuff like that. It ain't just take a pill and it's over with. Like, women, it almost causes a disconnect to some women and stuff like that. And I understand that full on. I get that. I definitely understand that. So to say it, most guys that would say it, they would be probably wrong to say it and stuff like that, because they don't tell you how they feel up front. The reason why I don't blame Fresh for saying it is because that's probably what he says to every woman that he skeets in, because if he's doing it to her, he already said he's doing it to four other women, so they might need to get checked as well. It's already happening in a way where he's telling you, like, look, if he says he don't want kids at the beginning, I don't want kids right now, I'm not thinking about having kids or anything like that, you need to respect that man's wishes. And if you want to mess with him, if you want to smash him, which she did clearly want to smash him, then you got to use protection. You cannot be the type of person to not use protection. Know this man is coming, and you know he ain't got no got his, you know, his nuts snipped. I forgot what they call it right now. I'm blanking on it. Dang, I can't think of the name right now. But yeah, getting your sperm cycle cut off, pretty much. Most people know what I mean. Since he hasn't done that, you know there's a chance you're going to get pregnant. And you also know that for sure he does not want a child. So you're attempting to bring something into this world where you know the man doesn't want it. And if you know the man don't want it, then you should not do it. It's that simple. It's very simple for you. You should not do it. And that's the problem I have with her talking about this abortion and, oh, that's not part of my religion to get abortions and stuff like that. We don't do that in our religion and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure religion says don't have sex with a man a month into knowing him and get pregnant. Your religion doesn't say that either. Your religion probably says to look for a man that will be with you and loves you and wants to marry you and then have relations with him after marriage. And after you do everything you're supposed to do, you know this is a man you're going to be with, that's when you start to have children. So I didn't like the fact that she tried to play the religion card, because that didn't make much sense to me. You're trying to play the religion card when it matters most to you to keep the child, because you want the money from Fresh that you think you're going to get, even though you're probably not going to get that from the man. And you just messed it up. You make yourself look crazy, and Destiny proved that with his conversation. So I think you guys should go check that out on Discord, or you could probably check it out on YouTube. It's probably already put up on Destiny's channel. And, you know, this is just my take on it. You can't do those things if you know the man does not want a child and he's been up front with you. It's your boy, Easy, most known unknown, Easy Oso. I will be checking out with you guys. Appreciate you guys checking me out. Salute.